Good evening, folks. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight, as we continue on in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 897. Scott Levi Jones is an Americana singer-songwriter emerging from the hollers of Cheatham County with a craft honed in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. The songwriter's lyrical ability has been compared to that of John Prine and Steve Goodman, yet his music reflects the sound of folk rock influences such as The Band and Little Feat. His hard-headed refusal to play in cover bands has resulted in years of refining an energetic original show. Appearing on marquee signs as Scott Levi Jones and the Holy Cow, the band's touring has expanded throughout the USA. Welcome, Scott Levi Jones, to Red Barn Radio.
We'll be right back. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Scott Levi Jones, the blue-collar poet who is our guest this evening, was born in South Jersey and, as he says, was baptized by the local nuclear plant in Salem County. The singer's rural hometown of Alloway was ripe with influential characters whom supported the songster as he began to branch out in the tri-state area. Scott spent his early 20s working construction while performing in honky-tonks and dive bars all across the South. Jones committed to Nashville in 2017 when he scraped together the rent for a single wide on the outskirts of town. Today he resides in a small cabin as a full-time musician and writer. Scott joins us tonight with his band, The Holy Cow. That's Caleb Hudson on bass and vocals, Omri Skop on guitar, and Noah Tank on drums. Welcome back, Scott Levi Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the one they're calling insane. These little white pills and padded walls sure make it look that way. Why would I tell you different if I ain't got nothing to lose? There's two sides to every story when you're humming on Nut House Blues.
Great to have you with us here on Red Barn Radio tonight. Our guest is Scott Levi Jones.
Thank you very much. Scott. We're stoked to be here. So.
Well, good. I don't have much opportunity to speak with folks who come from New Jersey. You don't still consider New Jersey your home. I know you live in Nashville now.
It's funny. Over the past couple years, Nashville has felt like home more and more. And it's to the point now where it does feel like home. When I go away, I get to missing it, you know.
Huh.
And my wife's from Hawaii, so we go to Hawaii pretty frequently. One of the most magical places on earth, but I still miss Tennessee now. So
yeah. What is it that's made Nashville feel so much like home for you?
Just the people. I've gotten really close with a lot of friends, and I finally bought a house, so I got a little cabin down there. And renting and owning are two different things, you know. Once you finally get your own place and you can do whatever you want, and when things go awry, it's on you and you got to fix them. But it, I don't know, there's something about it that just makes it feel like your place, you know.
You're a guy who's handy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're able to have a little problem with your gutter or some kind of a water problem in your basement or something going on with your roof, and you can get up there and just do it.
And I always fix it right away. You could ask my wife, and she'll tell you. I'm so quick at fixing things.
Are you lying right now?
Yeah.
Is that?
I actually got the gutters laying on the ground right now. So.
You do? No, you got to do the gutters. That's the most important piece.
Yeah, I know.
And oh, babe, don't worry. I swear I'll do the best I can. God must be real. He worked miracles on your body. But I'm glad that he did. Yes, I'm glad that he did. Take it slow. And don't you know how lucky I am? Lucky I am. And oh, babe, don't worry. I swear I'll do the best I can. God must be real, putting me in your priority. Don't you know how lucky I am? How lucky I am. And no babe, what can it be? You and me together. Don't you know how lucky I am?
Well, it was funny. I mean, that's what I was excited to buy a house because I've spent a lot of years doing every different kind of trade, pretty much every trade besides plumbing. Then I bought a cabin, and man, cabins are so different than every other type of house, you know. Just nothing square on them when they settle. There was a door that had to be replaced, and it had to be chainsawed out and that kind of thing. There are a lot of maintenance, but also, especially during the winter, it's just so worth it, you know.
Yeah. You got a fireplace in there?
Fireplace, yeah. Stone fireplace, yeah. Which is really cool.
And oh, babe, don't worry. I swear I'll do the best I can. God must be real. He worked miracles on your body. But I'm glad that he did. Yes, I'm glad that he did. So take it slow. And don't you know how lucky I am? Lucky I am. God must be real, putting me in your priorities. But I'm glad that he did. Yes, I'm glad that he did. And take it slow. And don't you know how lucky I am? How lucky I am.
Why don't you tell us the story of where you grew up in New Jersey, in Alloway, right?
South Jersey, and it is South Jersey, but people also call it South Jersey because it's very similar to the South in a lot of ways. It's very rural. You know, right closer to the bay than the ocean side, really close to the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Philly was the closest city. We didn't run up to Philly very much. Yeah, just kind of like a, you know, small town, typical. My father worked at DuPont, and my mom was a house cleaner. So. Ice water in her left hand, sweet tea is there in her right. Serving breakfast all day, supper late in the night. Just a bit overweight, she cleans up just fine. Nobody said that it'd be easy working at the fish pie. So I moved to Nashville when I was 21, and I started a band near the end of high school. We played around a little bit. We played in Philly a little bit. At that point, I thought I was ready, which I wasn't.
What were you known for?
We did original music, yeah, and we played like winery gigs, you know, mostly my original tunes. We started out as a cover band, obviously, but that didn't last very long. I think by the time I graduated high school or that summer, I was kind of already tired of playing cover tunes.
Were you covering acoustic stuff?
It was a full band, a four-piece band, and we were doing, you know, classic rock stuff and, you know, just kind of the typical...
You mean like Eagles, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Steve Miller Band,
okay. Yeah,
you know,
sure.
That kind of thing. We came up through like an open mic kind of, and kind of an older crowd at the winery, so we were kind of playing to please them a little bit. And they all supported us. They still do, so I got to get home and play some more shows.
Yeah.
Boy, it's nice to see Mississippi. We outran Tennessee rain. The road will do just fine. Some guitars and some friends of mine. No one will notice that I'm gone. And oh, all that I want, all that I need, an ear to bend, a heart that bleeds, a crowd to play, a
place to sleep. But I waste my precious time writing hooks and writing lines, but at least I'm free. I've been swinging on a hammer. I've been disappointing her. It's nice to get away, sing some songs that never played. So Nashville calls us home.
With more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back.